Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
You can't afford to talk failure. You can't afford to talk doubt. Because when you talk failure and when you talk doubt, those words register in the hearts and the minds of those children, and they take control of their life and send them out either to succeed or fail. What you say sends your children off every morning either to succeed or to fail.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Winning the War of Words.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 6, chapter 18. I want to also put your finger in chapter 50, verse 4 of Isaiah. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 2. If you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. It's talking about words. It's talking about what you've said. You have been trapped, or if you have been trapped, it says here in the NIV. Then it says in chapter 18, the tongue hath the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Then reading from the King James now in Isaiah 50, verse number 4, the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. As you have already probably figured out, I'm going to talk about words. Words. What you say. What you speak. Words are containers. And words are filled with something. They're filled with hate, doubt, fear, unbelief. Our words are filled with joy, peace, life, blessing, faith. Words can curse and words bless. Words discourage and words encourage. Words kill and words make whole. Job said his friends came as comforters, but they stayed as tormentors. Words heal and words break. Words destroy and words make life as we find it. Words heal us and words make us ill. Words bless and words curse. The word that I just heard will linger with me for a long while. A word that I hear in the morning will either cause me to go through life that day and make a success of it, or the words I hear that morning will cause me to go through that day, be robbed of efficiency, robbed of happiness, robbed of the things that God wants us to have. How little do we realize that the words that our children hear us say, the last words they hear us say in the morning, our husbands and our wives, the last words that we say in the morning will either rob them of an efficient day or will make them a success for that day. How little do we realize that the loving, beautiful, tender word filled with love and compassion will give confidence to a child and will cause them to go out and to win in life's battle. How little do we realize that tender, loving words spoken to a spouse in the morning time will send them through the day with a smile on their face and joy in their heart and will cause them to succeed in everything they do. I think we do not appreciate the tremendous power of words. Written words, spoken words, words set to music. We need to understand that our world is framed by words. Our atmosphere around us is produced by what we say with our mouth. Fathers, mothers, children, your home atmosphere is a product of what you say. You can walk into a room sometimes where people are into a house, and you can tell the kind of words that have just been spoken. There is an atmosphere there. If there's been an argument going on, if bad words have been spoken, the minute you step into the room, you pick it up, you sense it. Amen? It's important that we learn to speak the right words. Words filled with faith. Words from the Word of God. Words spoken that will send us out to do God's work and to succeed in life. Why is it that some families grow up clean, strong, and fight their way through college and so forth and so on, and go out into life and win and succeed? I will tell you the reason. The reason is the right words were spoken to them as they were growing up. You can't afford to talk failure. You can't afford to talk doubt. Because when you talk failure and when you talk doubt, those words register in the hearts and the minds of those children, and they take control of their life and send them out either to succeed or fail. What you say sends your children off every morning either to succeed or to fail. You can tell somebody they're no good. You can tell somebody they're dumb. You can tell somebody that they're a failure. Whether they are or not, if you tell them long enough, they will start living up to what you told them. They tell us, and the story goes, I don't know for sure, but I have read this. Clyde Barrett was raised in Dallas, Texas. My father-in-law may know more about it than I do, because that's the part of Dallas he came from, over there in that area. And they say that as Clyde Barrett was growing up, he was just a sort of a mischievous young man. But every time something went wrong, they went after him. And they kept telling him that he is going to wind up in prison, and he is going to wind up an outlaw and so forth, and he was no good and so forth and so on. And he did. He became one of the most notorious outlaws of modern day. But they say that it was words that caused him to turn that way. Because every time something happened, they were down on his neck. He said, well, I guess if they think I am, I guess if they say I am, I might as well be the best one they've ever seen. That's what I read that was said about him. But I want you to understand, you need to watch what your words are. Don't tell that story you heard the other day about this one or that one. Don't let any other ears be poisoned as your ears have been poisoned. I like to tell people sometimes, my ears are not garbage cans, and I'm not interested in your gossip. Never repeat scandal. The Word of God says that if you see a brother overtaken in a fault, pray for him that he will be restored. Not talk about it. Let other people do the talking. You keep your lips for the beautiful things, the helpful things, the comforting things. This is your job. Philippians, you know where I'm going. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. When you think like that, you will speak the right words. You will speak the right words. This is especially true now concerning about what we confess about the Word of God. Our confession is our declaration of what we believe. Our confession implies our certainty of belief
our acceptance of them, our confidence in them, and our obedience to them. When you make a statement about what you believe, you are making a commitment to that. You are committing yourself to that. You are telling everybody, when you say, I believe God, when you say, I believe God is supplying my needs, so forth and so on, you are confidently saying, I accept God's word. I have confidence in them, therefore I speak them, and I will obey them. It's very crucial what you believe. You must believe the truth, because if you're not believing the truth, you will speak an untruth. You will talk doubt and failure and unbelief. It is very important, and I learned this many years ago, when you go to speak to those in the bush country, you need to be sure you tell them the truth the first time, because if you do not tell them the truth, it's hard to change. As you preach to those people, what you say to them, they immediately believe. They immediately take hold of it. That's why you see them blind eyes open. You see all of the miracles happening, because when you tell them what God's word says, they believe it, they accept it, they obey it, and it happens. You see, if we're believing wrong, then we will confess wrong. Right thinking produces right believing and right confession. Wrong thinking produces wrong believing and wrong confession. You want a little more of that? Get a book called Right and Wrong Thinking. The fellow that has my same name wrote it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Hey, listen, we have fall intake in September and a spring intake in January.
Yes.
You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it. And this year, starting this year, because of a law that was passed here in Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, we can give associate degrees, mm-hmm. applied degrees, and bachelor ministerial degrees. These are not like a normal degree that you would get from a normal university. These are a specialized degree called a ministerial degree.
That's right.
And so when those are available, and all you got to do is go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Winning the War of Words. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.